Hello, 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 everyone. Dana Williamson here with Bad, Blessed, Anointed, Destined LLC, the original Bad Queen of the Round Table, founder and ministry leader for Faith Bureau of Investigations International Ministries. Really, today is just a conversation about visions and dreams and what is coming next. I've recently shared with people how I recently shared with you how, you know, we're in a position of doing what is necessary. And what I mean by that is we got to prepare, okay? We just got to prepare. There's nothing more significant than preparing for what God has said to prepare for and how we do so. And the reason why today is so important to me, to all of you, this segment today, and you know what? I gotta call this segment Just Do It. And so here's my reasoning. If we don't just do what God says to do, we will always find ourselves in a position of trying to figure out what to do, why to do it, and you know, who's going to agree with us that it needs to be done. That ain't how God intended. God said, do it. He told you how to do it, showed you how to do it, gave you the insight on how to do it, and you got to do it. I say this to a lot of you, especially when it comes down to business and ministry, but especially when it giving you the clarity from a visions and dreams perspective. If you keep running behind people and getting a confirm, getting what you say is a confirming word, but it's actually, you know, do you agree with me kind of word from people in order to do what you need to do, then you're in the wrong place anyway. You're in the wrong understanding anyway. It's just wrong, period. You don't want to be that way. You don't want to be in that particular place. You want to be the person who says, God said do it, and I'm just going to do it the way God says, period. Okay, now that we've gotten all that out of the way, all of us need to understand that we are in our last days. In our last days. If you don't understand that being in your last day basically means that Jesus is coming back, I don't know what to tell you. I don't want you to think that being in our last days means, you know, what bombs are going to drop and, you know, all this and that. I don't want you to think on that level. What I want you to know, what I want you to think and know in your heart of hearts is that when we are honestly saying, and I mean, grandma said it, great grandma said it, all of that. But when we say that we're living in our last days, you have to understand that our last days means that Jesus is on his way back. Jesus is coming back for a church without a spot or wrinkle. So here's this part. Here's this part, prophets. Here's this part, leaders. Here's this part. Jesus is coming back for a church without a spot or wrinkle. That means that we need to be encouraging people to do what they need to do the way God said for them to do it. Now, if God said, do business until I return, then we need to tell people to keep doing what they need to do until what? Jesus's return. Then you also have to say that when you warn people, you're going to warn them and you have to keep going. Here's the other part to that. And actually, let me take two steps back before I go to the warning and keep going. When Jesus says, thank you, Holy Ghost. When Jesus says, when the word of God, let me say it this way, the proper way. When the word of God says to warn the people, to watch and pray and warn the people, that means that whatever he says to you, whatever he says to you is warning the people. Whatever he says to you is watching and praying to the people. Just that simple. Whatever he says, okay? So even though Jesus, and the reason why I'm putting forth this emphasis on Jesus is coming back is because people are out here saying that we're not telling care, your house and your household. But the thing is, when God gives us individually the instructions to share with people about what is coming collectively to all of us, all of our instructions are going to be different. So I can't tell you to stop doing your business or stop increasing your business bottom line because somebody else says, okay, you're not telling them enough about preparing for the end. What am I supposed to say to people? What am I supposed to say that you would feel comfortable with? Would you feel more comfortable with me saying, hey, just sit at home and wait for the sky to fall? Would you feel more comfortable with that? And let me tell you something. I don't care how comfortable you feel. I care that I say what I need to say the way that God gave me to say it and that I am being obedient to the call of God. I am doing it the way God told me. Don't discourage me in my walk with God because you can't encourage others in your walk with God. Please, don't put me down because I'm not showing up the way you're showing up. God told you to show up this way. He told me to show up that way. And it should be the end that there shouldn't be anything else that we're discussing about this. Stop discouraging the people of God because guess what? We're going to have to answer for that too. We're going to have to answer for everything we did wrong and everything we did right. So while we're telling people to repent, while we're telling people that Jesus is on his way back, while we're telling people to prepare their houses, their homes, their lives, and all of that for the end that is coming, while we're telling people to do that, we also should be in a place of saying, hear God, hear him tell you what to do and why. Hear him for yourself. Get in a place that you can hear the understanding. Get in a place that you can ask God for direction, protection, and instruction. Get in a place where you know God too. You can't just depend on all of us that know God already. You need to get in a place where you know God too. Get in that place. That is what we need to be saying. Not just, hey, get ready because the end is here. Because you're not telling people enough on how to get ready. You're not telling the people who don't know Jesus on what to do. Don't you know? Don't you know that if you help the people that don't know Jesus, if you help the people that need that protection and that help and that understanding for at least for them to be directed to their Bibles, that God is watching that too? Are you helping the people that are going to be left behind, the ones that are going to be like, you know what, I'm sorry, I should have paid more attention to you and what you were saying to your mouthpieces? Are you helping them at all? You know, because because all you have to do is say, listen, prepare your homes. Get this food in your homes. Get what you need because if you decide that you want to follow Jesus and you don't want to take the mark of the beast, but you'll be left behind, you need to know what you've got to have to hold on to. You have to know. You have to know. You have to be in this position. You have to. You have to. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. This is what you're going to have to do. I'm sorry that you found yourself in a place of despair and disarray. I'm sorry that you found yourself in a place of, I should have been listening to what God was saying and his mouthpieces were saying all this time. I'm sorry that you found yourself in a place of, I don't know what to do. Can you help me? I'm sorry, but here's what's going to help you get over this next hump. I am so hurt by the men and women of God that continuously say what other people are supposed to be saying when we all hear from God. You are not whole, you are not higher than God. You are not higher than God to say to the other people that guess what? You're supposed to be saying it this way, or you're supposed to be saying it that way. Please, please, please. I am not higher than God. I am not going to say to you that you should be doing this or you should be doing that because that's the times we're in. I am not higher than God. I am not higher than God. Oh, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hear me say this again. I am not higher than God that I am going to ever say to another man or woman of God or even to sidetrack it and say to the people, to the body of Christ, of God should be saying it this way or that way. I am not going to do that. And I am so hurt by people who are doing that, because you are forgetting that every one of us who are, if you are mouthpieces of God, if you know that we hear from God, don't speak for us. Because let me tell you, I'm not going to speak for you. As long as it doesn't go against the word of God. Is the message the same? The end result of the message should be the same. We all should be helping folks prepare for what is the end, the good and the bad. Some of y'all ain't going to heaven. Some of y'all is going straight to hell. You have to suffer the consequences of the things that you have done, and you have to realize that you have done it, and this is where you are right now. This is where you are, in a place of, I better just do what God said to do, because I hear his voice. I don't hear his voice. Let me do what his mouthpieces said to do. Just do it the way God said. God bless you.